This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, our first Wednesday of August. That means we're back into Loper Link season. We still have plenty of Big Ten football to talk about. It's Fan Day down in Lincoln for the Huskers. They'll open practice tomorrow. We touched on the MIAA Media Day yesterday and where the Loper football team has been selected, which is ninth. The GPAC Conference will have their Media Day tomorrow, so we'll find out more about Hastings. But that'll be after the show tomorrow. Most of that's in the afternoon, and I don't think we'll see the preseason poll before then. Randy, are you one of those Randy Bushcutter co-hosts today? We're going to talk with Steve Stutzman from UNK. We're going to talk with Michigan wide receiver J.U. Chesson from Media Days about Coach Harbaugh and do they have enough depth. To me, for Michigan, it sounds like if nobody got hurt and they were in great health, their top line could be good enough to make some noise, but you know that never happens. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Are you one of those guys, because being in the media as long as you have, that appreciates preseason polls no matter what it is?
I think it's a starting point for a discussion, and that's about it. And I think since we're trying to come up with a Final Four in Division I football, we'd be better served if we didn't have it. But then what would we talk about? Where would we have an idea? You know, I mean, I understand why it is, but it's basically a discussion point. I really wish they'd kind of throw out the polls until after the season starts, because you learn so much in week one and into week two that it seems to me after that, that's when you should have your first poll. Or if you're one of those pollsters, you should be able to say, all right, completely wrong, scrap my entire top 25, I'm starting from scratch. But nobody's willing to do that, because they'd have to admit that they made a mistake by having Notre Dame number one and they got beat by Navy week one.
I like option B. I appreciate the preseason polls.
I like talking about them, yeah.
You're going to talk about it anyway.
Right.
Right?
Somebody's going to do it. A great example, the Big Ten. The Big Ten. You know, they don't have one, right? They don't have a poll. So what's Cleveland do? The newspaper in Cleveland? Let's invent one. I mean, so if you don't have it, somebody's going to invent it.
No doubt about it. And I think that's where you do have a little bit of problem. Don't be afraid to make major changes from week to week in your poll.
Absolutely.
That's what the deal is.
Absolutely.
You know,
now, week 11 to week 12, you probably didn't learn a whole lot, you know, during that week. But week one, you don't know. You're guessing. You have a much better idea after the first week, after 2 weeks, everybody has played a game and probably played a little bit better competition in those first 2 weeks, that you get a little bit better idea. I'm absolutely in favor of just scrap it. You know, based on what I saw, not what I rated earlier, but what I saw this week, who's where?
So we will discuss that a little bit. If you'd like to be with us or have an opinion or a comment on anything on the show or something that we haven't touched on, you can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550, at ESPN 1460 1550. You can always email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. And, of course, the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. All right, psychos. We're 1 month away Monday, but today, is August 5th.
Yeah,
so September 5th at 11:08, you shall be tailgating because it is Nebraska BYU 1 month from today. That's where we are at on the calendar.
Yeah, well, and you know, it's not too long for. I mean, I what is it? 4 weeks from Thursday, the Lopers have their first game.
I just said that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, we're and end of this month, 3 weeks from Friday, is our first high school football games. You know, so I mean, we're getting there. Those of you who have been waiting for the beginning of football season. Those days are numbered.
Let's get to our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank. Kearney, you have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at Charter West National Bank. And can't get into a game without a ticket. Steve Stutzman joins us here on today's Doug and Daddy Show. What's up, man?
Hey, not much. I thank you again for having me on. You guys produce a tremendous show, and I can't be thankful enough for being on here.
Well, look at all the info that we have here. Look at our pile of knowledge.
You guys have a ton of knowledge around this place, and I mean, there is not a space around here that does not have some kind of knowledge around here.
Yeah, it means Doug's a pack rat, is what it boils down to. He hasn't thrown anything away.
Until the next time you come in,
yeah, because we're doing a little work around here.
It's gonna be a little different here.
I like it, man. I can't wait.
Officially. When did it start for you? MIAA media days, or next week when practice begins, or when the kids report? When is that date when you go, okay, summer's over?
Oh, you know, actually, it goes way back. because Dr. Plinsky is always talking about being prepared. One, be prepared. One, be ready for everything that's coming up. And so I took matters into my own hands, and I said, I'm not going to have a summer. In April, I started getting everything ready, so that way everything would be smooth, everything would be great. July 1st, season ticket sales went on sale, and we've been hitting the ground running ever since. I mean, we are way more ahead where we have been in the past years. Talk with Randy before the show started. We're actually 200 tickets more than what we've ever sold before at this time. And so, I mean, not only that, but we got 21% of new season ticket holders this year. That's a growth that this Kearney community is embracing with this change in UNK athletics, and it's one I'm excited to be a part of.
Hey, what do you attribute that to? I mean, that's exciting, a 21% increase. I mean, that's dynamic in any kind of business, any kind of institution. Is there some things you can kind of point to and attribute that to?
Yeah, you know, I mean, with all the different changes going on with UNK athletics, new football coach Josh Lamerson, different sponsorships coming on. For instance, you know, the first game is no longer the first game. It's now the First National Bank first game. You know, those kind of things that the community of Kearney and all of that, but Grand Island, too, and all the small communities around here, Shelton, Gibbon, Minden, I mean, they are really embracing this change, and they are really coming out, and they're saying, hey, we want to be a part of this. You know, it's actually really nice that we're competing more with that red team down the street and then trying to get more and more Kearney community members in here wanting to be involved with this movement.
Steve Stutzman, among his titles as UNK ticket czar, here on our Loper Link, and as we mentioned, the opening game coming up on the 3rd. So I have to go back, and I with all due respect, because the Godfather was on again this week, why is it better than when UNK was making its playoff runs? I totally get the change and the enthusiasm with the new coaching staff, but I'd have thought that's where it would have spiked, and the 21% seems like a high number. A good thing if the number had already previously been high. So in this last 5-6 years, what has been going on to – I think you guys just get out there in front of a little bit more, but are there other reasons?
Yeah, no, the competition is through the roof. I mean, there's a reason the competition is a lot better. I can correlate this with exactly what UNO went through when they made the change from MIAA to Division I. UNO, and for baseball, and I was an assistant baseball coach, so this is how I can easily correlate with it. UNO for baseball went from being average in the MIAA to their first year jumping ship and going to the Division I and winning the conference. What was it, the third year in a row? They've won the conference now for UNO baseball.
Summit?
Yeah, in the Summit League. And so if they're an average team in the MIAA and they jump ship, they go to Division I, they're winning that conference championship 3 years in a row, and I'm guaranteeing they're probably going to get NCAA regional berth this year because the fourth year they can, you know, do those things. That's how tough the MIAA is. There is all new respect for the MIAA and Division I. When you go down to those conferences with like NACTA, where they're talking about, you know, hey, this program's got some things. You know, a lot of teams in Division I FCS won't play a Division II team in the MIAA just for that simple fact that, you know, the conference is tough. You know, like Nebraska won't schedule a game against South Dakota or North Dakota State, you know, because nobody wants to play North Dakota State.
Because they're smart.
Exactly.
You travel around some communities in the MIAA, and you certainly know that it's game day in mm-hmm. Pittsburgh. You know, you know if the Gorillas are in town, in Maryville, in places like that. On a football Saturday in Kearney, you're going to see more red than you do blue.
Yep.
What steps are you guys trying to do to kind of change that and make the university be the University of Nebraska at Kearney in Kearney?
You know, the one thing we've done is we've really reached out. We've really gone out to make our game day experience different. We now have Loperville open. We have the Cellar Bar and Grill with the festival zone out there where they open up and they have adult beverages for sale 3 hours prior to kickoff. You know, we're trying to get more fans out there before kickoff so that way they can be out there. We have a tailgating spot where you can come out here, find your tailgating spot. We have two people bringing in huge RVs this year that are Loper painted up and ready to go. And I mean, it is going to be a sight. We've got a new student row where students are going to be mingling in with people tailgating. We want that younger experience. We want them to feel the college atmosphere. It's about time we start doing some things with UNK Athletics to make that a vision where we can get people excited about. You know, I bet you if you look in the stands this year, you will see less red, more blue, more yellow, more white. With the creation of the Loper Loonies, man, those guys are running wild with ideas. If you are not excited for this first game, see, I got to get my corporate sponsorship here, First National Bank first game, with what they have planned, I mean, it's a complete change. They got tired of sitting and yelling behind our bench. We're moving them. We're going across the way. They're going to be behind the opposing bench. They're going to be yelling into the opposing bench, getting behind them, and really trying to create a distraction for them. They're talking about new traditions, what they want to do. They want to do a student walk. They want to have a kickoff. You know, how Wisconsin has the jump around song between the third and fourth quarter. They want something where they can create their own. So, I mean, this first football game that we're talking about is going to be completely different than what you've ever seen before.
Steve Stutzman with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on our Loper Link. I think that college atmosphere is different because I don't want to disparage what happened years ago. Because let's face it, you used to go to the game maybe for free as a student or mm-hmm. it was a couple of bucks. And I'm talking when we were going to college mm-hmm. and back in the Kearney State days. And I think everything just kind of stayed that way for a long time here until recently. Let's get to the brass tacks here. How do you become a season ticket holder? And it's not just football.
No, we got, like I said, our biggest sale is our all sports package. For a regular adult, you can get an all sports package for $225. For a senior, you can get it for $200. If you want general admission, we got general admission packages for adults for $175, for seniors $150. So there's different ways to make it affordable. If you're a family, we got a family four pass, two adults, two students for $350. Now, when we break this stuff down, if you become an all sport member, you're basically paying $2 for a ticket for reserved. If you want general admission, it's like $1.80. Which is the way to go, which I'm saying, because ticket prices now, if you say, hey, I'm just going to come to 3-4 games for football, I'm going to come to 4-5 games for basketball, I'm going to come 4-5 games for volleyball, you're already paying what you would have paid if you would have gotten all sports passing into everything. You know, it's the best way to go, really.
And usually there's the ticket backs, there's other offers that come with that season ticket package.
Yeah, say Fanatics has done a tremendous job. They've joined ship. They're going to be our ticket back sponsor. They got a special deal where if you buy a large pizza, you're going to get an appetizer for half price. When the Lopers win, which is going to be a lot, you get the appetizer for free. And so, like I said, ticket back sponsorships are good. Programming and program sales, where we got different coupons in the programs. I mean, like I said, this community is really embracing this movement. They're getting involved not only with ticket sales, but with marketing, with sponsorships, too.
How is the – you're talking about the students. There are so many things these days. Let's face it, from the music that's played before the game and during the game to mm-hmm. when the band is around to things that the university has done. We talked about this last year with signage and the way, especially at both Foster Field and at the Health and Sports Center, they've changed the venue. They're updating the venue. So even the administration is doing more than just giving us actual tickets. Let's face it, I will admit, when you get an actual ticket like you did last year, I mean, it was embarrassing. It looked like a movie ticket for 50 years. It was a great move by UNK. Is there anything still to be done? I mean, there always is, but do we have anything that you guys are still building on for winter or even next year?
Absolutely. There's always stuff to be done. Like you mentioned, 2 years ago before I'd taken over, it was just, like you said, a movie theater ticket that you got or a roll ticket. That's no longer. Like I said, we're done competing with high schools, and we're ready to step up to big boys now, competing with colleges. Now, this year when you get your season tickets, which they should be in here in about a week or two, they're nice. They're the ticket books. There's a ticket poster that we're doing. It's a half poster, half tickets. So that way, you know, if you want to tear off the top part, get it to your kid, put your kid hang it up on the on their door, or if you want to take it to a game, have them get it signed. You know, we're doing different ways. We're always trying to reinvent the wheel.
And you mentioned
ticketing.
And I'm going to interrupt, and I'm sorry, Steve, but you mentioned having more of the blue, more of the it's available.
Mm-hmm.
It's available in the crowd. Yeah, you could wear a blue or a gold, but it's available, cool Loper stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get what's going on here.
Yeah, with the new Under Armour contract that we signed last year, you know, all that stuff is available to fans to purchase. Not only that, but with different promotions that we do, giveaways, you know, there's always different ways to become more school spirited. And that's just one thing. It's just wearing the school colors. You know, Kearney's got to embrace the school color thing, and show it more around the community.
Well, I it's not so much a question, but just kind of echoing that. It seems to be on Saturdays, I've seen the wrong color too much. And mm-hmm. through the course of the week, you kind of various businesses and that sort of thing. You kind of see the stuff for Nebraska. You don't see the UNK stuff out there as much. And to me, it's more of an observation. I mean, we are a college town. Mm-hmm. Kearney is a college town, and this is the college.
Absolutely. You know, speaking of that, wearing the wrong colors, there is a game coming up where we do have a red team coming to town. And if we have more Red fans, we might just accidentally usher them to the wrong side. So, you know, we need to embrace it. Like I said, that first kickoff game, the first National Bank first game is huge to come out. You know, like I said, if you've ever been to a UNK game before and you want something different, come check it out, because this year's going to be different. If you've never been to a UNK Athletics game, come check it out, because you're going to love it. Also with that, we are announcing, too, kids 10 and under get in for free this year. So if you're a young family and you want something cheap to do with your family, bring them out. We're letting all kids 10 and under get in for free with paid admission by adult. It's not a daycare center.
No.
Parents can't just drop off your kids.
Kids got to have fun. I mean,
absolutely.
We talked about it yesterday. Coach Day was my co-host, and just, you know, it's his son. And when you have the coach's son or daughter, they have that availability to do mm-hmm. more things, like be the bat boy or be the student manager or sit on the bench. But kids will want to become more involved if they're around that atmosphere, and we know how it is these days. Leave the iPad at home, let them watch something that's actual real. Steve, before we let you get out of here, do you want to promote anything that's coming up? I mean, we always have Lopers under the lights and all the things that happened before the first athletic event. Was there anything else you needed to mention?
Yeah, this year we have Fan Appreciation Day. I know the Huskers are doing theirs today. We have our Fan Appreciation coming up on August 22nd. There's a football scrimmage beforehand, starting at 5:00. If you are wanting to enjoy something a little more, Loperville is opening up at 4:00. Once again, the Cellar Bar and Grill is producing the beverages. All you have to do is purchase them. So Loperville opens at 4:00, scrimmage at 5:00. Fan Appreciation Night starts at 7:00. We're going to have Coach Lamberson speak, Dr. Plinsky speak. We're going to have the other coaches speak as well. It's going to be fun. Get to know your team. Get to know the Lopers. After that, we're going to open it up for basically what used to be Loper and the Lights. Will be fun games and all that exciting stuff. Other than that, we've got the Blue and Gold Showcase the 21st. And if you are interested in getting season tickets, the easiest way to do it is www.lopertickets.com or give me a call, 308-865-1563.
All the info is at lopers.com, and then mm-hmm. you can find the tickets. You can find the numbers as well. Steve Stutzman, appreciate you coming in and filling us in. It won't be too long till the actual live action is going.
Absolutely, man. I am so excited. It is nice to have this young movement going on at UNK, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
That's our Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith, Charterwest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, of course, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith and the gang at Charterwest National Bank. We'll take a break. I think Randy and I will have an interesting discussion when we come back. I think it is one of the discussions that we have so many times, and it will deal with UNK and the Huskers and Hastings, because next week we'll get into high school because practice will start on Monday. Coach Cool will be our first one up from Kearney High, and we'll cover all of that. Plus, we've got J.U. Chesson, the outstanding wide receiver from Michigan, as our Big Ten feature today. We'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Take the route of summer savings at Garrett Tires and Treads. The Fusion Touring Tire provides a quiet ride, combining value and comfort. As low as $44.95 for the 185/60R14 size. Firestone Precision Touring Tires provide great traction and high mileage and are $100 off a set of four. Drive into Garrett Tires and Treads now and save. Free offer ends August 31st. Find out more savings at Garrett-Tire.com.
Garrett Guarantee. Garrett. Garrett Tires and Treads.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farming is your livelihood, and we understand that. After all, the companies of Farm Bureau Financial Services were originally founded to serve the unique insurance and financial services needs of farmers. Contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney and learn how they make it simple to help you select the coverage that's right for you today and provide options for the future of your growing operation. Call Rich Peters or Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms early, otherwise gradually clearing skies, high near 81. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low near 64. Thursday, slight chance of storms, temperatures at 86. Currently, it's 73.
Doug and Danny Show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. But you can't run fast to this.
Yeah.
Out to it.
This is perfect for me because I always run in slow motion. You know, I can't help but run in slow motion. Chariots of Fire music is perfect for that.
It's always good when used in other television shows or movies.
Yes. You get a pretty good chuckle sometime with that music. Like I usually get with it, actually. Even though it was a great movie.
I'm drawing a blank. Which comedy has that been used in here in the last few years?
Like a movie or because they use it on TV shows all the time. I saw it on Modern Family not too long ago.
So. Hey, the 2016s have started to roll into the lots daily at your Midway Auto dealership. Stop into Midway GM or Midway Chrysler on South 2nd Avenue to see how you can score a great deal on a 2015 or take a look at the newest 2016 models for yourself. Three locations within six blocks and over 500 vehicles to choose from, new and pre-owned. A certified program with a 30-day exchange privilege, which is good on all makes and models, financing for both good and bad credit situations, and a full collision center. They've got it all. So if you're thinking it's time for a new ride, think Midway Auto Dealerships in Kearney, South 2nd Avenue, and thinkmidway.com. I could get into two really big discussions here with Ray Rice, which we'll bring up. And I'm going to throw it out right now, and if we have time to talk about it, fine, because they're talking about it nationally all the time.
Yep.
Yes, Ray Rice should get another opportunity. As I told Randy, there's thousands of other scumbags that because they are not, and whatever you want to say about Ray Rice, because he is in the national spotlight, he is getting scrutiny. Well-deserved.
He
never had a problem beforehand, and he's done everything they've asked. You cannot, the court of law has done what they needed to do with Ray Rice. You cannot keep Ray Rice, and I would accept Ray Rice as a member of my favorite football
team. You don't wad up people and throw them away. I understand that there's going to be a public relations backlash, and we talked about selling tickets just moments ago for UNK. I understand that there's going to be a little PR issues involved with that in terms of selling tickets, and I get that. I mean, I fully understand that, but you don't wad him up and throw him away. He deserves the opportunity to play. He's if Michael Vick can come back, because his was premeditated and intentional. I understand the difference between dealing with a woman and dealing with a dog.
You don't think he was drunk going all the dog fights?
No, I don't think he was drunk all the time doing all the dog fights. And he messed up. He apologized. I mean, I don't know what more do you want him to do to prove that he's ready to come back? You know, anybody that says that they don't want him on their team, I would ask him that question. What more should he do? What hasn't he done?
I'll also say this. If you punch my sister, I'll take a baseball bat to your skull.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So
I understand.
I get both sides of it. I'm not saying, ooh, I'm an athlete.
And we're not condoning his actions by any stretch. But you also don't want up people and throw them away. If his wife can forgive him, I'm not so sure why we can't.
Also, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. We gave all the dates for media days and practice and all that. Mark says, okay, you went over all the dates, but let's get down to the most important one. When is Luke Hoover coming back to get us ready for fantasy football season? Let's take a look at our Midtown Mark cooler question, Mark. That goes right into it. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Do you plan to draft Arian Foster in the first 10 rounds? Now, do you mean 10 selections?
10 rounds.
No, 10 rounds.
Oh, hell yes.
Even though he's going to miss at least through their bye week, which I believe is week 9.
Yes.
No.
Yes, he's the last pick on your – he's one of the last – yes.
He's one of the last picks, but how many rounds do you draft if you're going to make the first 10?
We're 16 or 17 most of the drafts I'm in round.
So you really think he's going to be in the top half?
By the time you get to the 10th round, you're looking for backup running backs anyway.
I would back up my backup if Arian Foster is the guy you're going with.
I'd say if he's still there, that's probably why I never won any leagues. So you plan, I say yes, you say no. Would you draft Arian Foster in the first 10 rounds? And again, it's as it sets today. Maybe he comes back earlier, maybe he comes back.
Right. Yeah, if we find out he's going to come back a month earlier, he's going to move up the board. If they find out it's going to be a month later, he's not even on the board.
So yes, you draft him in the first 10. No, you draft him after that or you won't draft him, period.
More than likely, somebody in my league will go, oh, Arian Foster's there, and they'll draft him before I will. I assure you of that. If I'm looking like round 13 or 14 and he's still there, yeah.
Many of my fantasy football drafts for a while there, I used to select Lopers and Huskers on practice squads. I mean, I drafted. I picked Richie Ross.
And you mentioned that you haven't won any leagues, and I'm beginning to kind of see that.
You know, you're going to drop an ad right away.
Oh, well,
so
sure,
fun.
Sure. But
just that opening.
Every once in a while, I actually, God, who was that? Anquan Boldin kind of came out of nowhere. Nobody really thought a whole lot of him, and he got really hot in one league that I was in. I was like, oh, well, here's a name. I need a backup to my backup to my backup wide receiver. This Bolden guy. And then he blew up in that very first game for the Cardinals, and it's like, I think I got something here.
And then you start playing him, and he went to hell.
Well, no.
We'll start our fantasy football here in a couple of weeks with the way the calendar falls. The NFL is actually kind of a week later.
Yeah.
I mean, not officially, but
it's a late Labor Day.
So we'll be talking that towards the end of the month. Yesterday, our Midtown Mark cooler question: which fight would you rather watch? 67% said Royals Blue Jays, 22% Cowboys versus Cowboys, and 11% Reds versus Pirates. Vote on our Midtown Mark cooler question anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. American Legion baseball action. The state tournaments are going on, and we'll see if we can get an update on what's going on in the Central Plains Regional up in Bismarck, North Dakota. Omaha Creighton Prep is playing the Minnesota champ, Wyzotta. And again, I don't know how they do these things. The team that won the Nebraska championship draws the tougher opponent than the team that finished runner-up in the Nebraska championship, because when you play the host, you play the weakest team in the field 90 100% of the time. And that's who Millard South gets tonight at around 8 o'clock. Eden Prairie is there every year. They're in the top half of the bracket there. Eden Prairie, Rapid City of Minnesota, which is a suburb of Minneapolis. Rapid City and usually one of the Nebraska teams are usually the top three teams every year in this regional. Starts today, double elimination through Sunday. In a Class C, Shelton Gibbon out hit Louisville, but fell behind 3-2 in the first, never took the lead, lost 6-3. So their run as state champs comes to an end. Elmwood Murdoch eliminated Crofton 3-2 in 9 innings. It should be festive in Battle Creek tonight. Elmwood Murdoch and Louisville have had great battles in all sports for years. Mm-hmm. Louisville's going to have to win twice. Elmwood Murdoch beat them earlier in the tournament 1-0, and they were rained out yesterday. As if you were in this area at all, you know that the flood started from McCook and went all the way east. So they were rained out in Cozad. They'll play again today at 5. Omaha Roncalli and Ogallala in the elimination game. Blair will have to beat Hickman to stay alive at 8. No matter what Hickman does, they're in the finals tomorrow.
It was very dark for a little while yesterday. Talk to somebody. Hey, did you get your walk in yesterday? No, I didn't have a snorkel. No.
I bring this up. There are all of our co-hosts have a different spot of expertise.
Or, I have a spot of expertise.
Or
this is, I love this. This
or
is,
they interrupt me like I interrupt them. Or they have a view on a topic that is differing from mine, or will lead to pretty good debate. And I think because of the changes that may be coming to this room in short order here, I think this is a good time to bring it up because Steve Stutzman was in here and we touched on it a little bit, the change that you want, Randy, as a Loper alum, that you have been behind for years supporting the Lopers. And we have I know I'm going to be run over here on the wrong side of this, because I'm not trying to sell the Huskers or sell the Storm or sell your local high school team. I hope you support it all. But we have always had differing views of Loper athletics. I love going to them. I love seeing them successful and love covering them. Your love goes a little bit deeper.
Yeah. I'm an alum. I mean, I didn't go to the University of Nebraska, and that doesn't mean I always often look at this like I have two kids. I love both of them. You know, I'm not putting one on the back shelf because I love one a little bit more.
You love the Lopers more than anything else. That's why I think this is a good discussion.
Part of why that is there's so much out there for the Husker stuff. There's magazines that we have a radio show every day that specializes in them. Turn on your TV. You know, you tell me the percentage of the stuff that's Husker versus the stuff that's Loper. It's there. It's available. That's why you have to go. I mean, that's why you kind of have to put out a little bit more effort if you want to be equal in terms of the amount of information and the amount of time you kind of give UNK thought versus UNL. You kind of have to work at it a little bit harder. And yeah, I'm willing to work at it a little bit harder. And honestly, on Saturday, I center my day around, especially if the Lopers are in town, I center my day around making sure I get to the game, you know, the pregame, whatever it is I'm going to do, and then the postgame. I center my day around that, and then wherever the Huskers fits in falls in behind that, and that's going to be different than most folks. And I understand that, but that's the school I went to. That's I get to kind of see these kids. I know some of these kids, you know, and there's a few Huskers that I kind of know as well. But you know a whole lot higher percentage of the folks wearing blue than the ones wearing red.
I think UNK during this transition, and I hope I say this right, because I don't mean it to offend. I mean it as more of a compliment. It's tough to go from. It's tough to be Billy Madison and go from first grade to 11th grade in a year, 2 years, 3 years.
It's going to be a process, yeah.
Where, like Steve says, hey, we're going to be bringing in some RVs. We've got the Loperville. It's a little thing at a time, and I think they get kind of caught in the middle. You want, and all Loper fans, including yourself, that go to the game, they want that big-time atmosphere. Mm-hmm. For a while, they were held back. I'll bring up one instance. You want a pregame? You want a tailgate? You should be able to do it right there before the football game.
Right.
There are restrictions on that.
Right.
Now, loosening those restrictions have definitely helped over the few years. That's just one of many examples. But I'm afraid that, you know, okay, hey, let's go see UNK. And you look around and you go, wait a minute. What's this?
It's a little chicken or the egg thing. I mean, if there was more people doing it, you would have that greater community.
At least they're attempting and trying it in 5, 8, 7.
And that's a little bit of what I'm saying, though. I mean, that's kind of the investment that people kind of have to have. If you give it a chance, if you help it grow, it will grow. And I think we kind of see that things are heading in that direction. And now the university kind of understands, we have to have a spot for it. I went to a game, the very first MIAA game that the Lopers were in down in Topeka for the Washburn game. And they kind of had a tailgate area right there. Across the street was around the corner was a bar. That's where the Lopers kind of met. The point is that there was kind of an environment kind of there. I think that very much can come to Kearney. Again, geography doesn't help them a lot because there isn't a pseudo public but yet not state owned piece of land that the Board of Regents is comfortable just kind of opening up to the tailgating like you and I envision, kind of like outside of a Royals game or a Chiefs game. We don't necessarily have that. Something like that would go a long, long way. But people getting more excited, more involved, they would expand that area with essentially the beer tent that's outside of the stadium if there was more people inside the beer tent.
Here's where the Loper, like yourself, will puff their chest out. UNK, I don't want to say never, but I can point out a couple of reasons that they will have trouble, despite all the great efforts that they're doing, bringing you the atmosphere that you are familiar with when you're talking about the Kansas schools in the MIAA. How close are the Kansas schools in the MIAA?
They have those
built-in
rivalries.
How close are the schools in Missouri in the MIAA?
Mm-hmm. And they're bringing in
Who's the closest school to UNK?
Hayes.
And that's not close. We're talking 40 miles, 60 miles, 80 miles.
Right.
Not 2.5 hours away.
Yeah.
UNK just doesn't have, and they really didn't have that in the RMAC conference.
Yeah, again, that's a geography.
Loper fans are like all fans. When you're doing well, they're going to go support you. Look at the Storm this past year. When you're doing well, they're going to go watch your games. They're going to pack the house. In fact, Lopers are better at that than, I mean, you don't even have to be winning national championships. Loper fans have always went there. Now I think you're trying to give them some amenities, and you can help me here. You didn't have to give amenities because they came to the game. You didn't have to print special tickets. You didn't have to give them special seats because they came to the games anyway.
Yeah, and now they're kind of doing that, and I think some of the other changes they've had, we've got really three different programs have made changes in their coaching staffs, in the direction that the program is going, and they're hoping that that's going to, obviously, you make a change with your head football coach because you think you're going to win more football games. That's the direction that they're trying to head into, and that will kind of prime that pump a little bit. But you have to do the other stuff, too. I think that maybe in the past, UNK didn't understand that you had to do the other stuff, too.
And let me throw this out to you on the other side, because I do take it when we say the other team. This isn't Ohio State, Michigan. Or the red team. It's Nebraska.
Yeah.
You can say that. You can say UNK. You can say Shadron. You can say, Peru State, Wayne State.
And again, it isn't like Michigan State. I don't think you can root for both Michigan and Michigan State. You can root for Nebraska, and you can root for UNK.
What has Nebraska, because Nebraska, on the point I just made, has the same thing. People go no matter what. People go anyway. Now, basketball, you could see that there was the drop mm-hmm. when you went years without doing well, but they still drew 6,000 to 7,000 for crap that they put out there for a number of years. And then they get the new arena, and you're where you're at. Well, what has Nebraska done? The University of Nebraska, and I could be missing them, what have they done for their football fans recently? They've built Champions Club to make money. They've built the Skyboxes to make money. What have they actually done for the fan?
I don't have a whole lot on that. But I will say this, though.
UNK is trying to give something to the fan and adding things on here recently. So just so it doesn't sound like I'm in the – what actually has Nebraska given the fan? And I can't think of anything, and maybe some of the listeners have something. What have they actually done for the fan the last – 15 years.
And it's weird that I'm kind of doing this because I'm just playing devil's advocate here. You could say UNK is doing this to bring in more fans, hence more money. You know, so yeah, you're doing it for the fans, absolutely, and in the hopes that you're going to sell more season tickets, you're going to get more interest in it, you're going to get more people that say later on, hey, I want to donate to the football backers banquet and that sort of thing. So if you want to be cynical about it, you can say that UNK is doing that as well. But I am with you that I think it is. They are worried a lot more about the fan experience at UNK because there were a few things lacking. The tailgating thing was lacking. You still get plenty of places to do that if you go to a UNL game. You know, there are places people have opened up their backyards and the alleyways and blah, 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 blah to open that up for tailgating. We haven't really developed that yet at UNK, but I think they're trying to figure out some way to make that happen.
Coming up, we're going to talk with J.U. Chesson, the wide receiver from Michigan. They had rain up in Bismarck, North Dakota, so the Central Plains League game and tournament is going to be backed up, just what you want on opening day when you schedule a 10 a.m. game to begin with. So they're going to try and get things started at noon between Creighton Prep and Wayzata, Minnesota. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and get into our Big Ten action in just a moment. While we do that, you're going to be driving around the last really week here, maybe of, I say, summer vacation or family vacations. While you're driving out there, you can see all the great fields. I mean, I'm just saying, here's a great cornfield. Ooh, here's one that struggled. Maybe they had some hail here. Oh, TNL. TNL. Ooh, not TNL. 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 Just do that as you're driving down the road, and we'll put that challenge out there. You make the decision. We know TNL works. We know their hydrostatically powered pivot system is the best. We know their navigation corner system helps you out. And they've got many more pieces of equipment that can help you out, whether you got a huge ranch or a huge operation or a small operation. Maybe you got a big garden. I've seen some big gardens.
Yeah, this is a big garden.
TNL's there for you all the time. TNL, based out of Hastings, has been with us since the mid-50s, so nearly 65 years in business, taking care of all of Nebraska, the United States, and more than 60 countries worldwide. Talk to your local TNL dealer like Bill Shapley at Mid-States Irrigation in Kearney, or go to TLIRR.com.
The Kool-Aid Days Festival comes to Hastings August 7th, 8th, and 9th. How are you going to participate? Be a chef and cook in our first Cooking with Kool-Aid contest, open to kids and adults. Create a jammer's boat for the races at the Aqua Court on Friday afternoon. Have a special talent? Perform on the Stage of Dreams on Saturday. Run or walk in the Fun Run Sunday morning. Or if boating's your thing, build a cardboard boat for the races on Lake Hastings Sunday. And of course, you can always volunteer to help make the Kool-Aid Days Festival a fun weekend. How can you be a part of Kool-Aid Days? Check out all the options at KoolAidDays.com.
If you got it, show it.
Get ready.
That's right, baby. TDLC Cruise Night 2015 is Friday, August 14th in Hampton. We challenge you, Tri-City Street Rods, Living Legends, and Central Nebraska Auto Club to put your hot rod where your mouth is. On Main Street in Hampton, August 14th at 6 p.m. Sandwiches and drinks are provided. Family fun for everyone. Friday, August 14th at 6 p.m. on Main Street in Hampton. TDLC Cruise Night invites you out to show your shine. Cruise on into Hampton, August 14th.
Started drinking beer on Saturday nights, sleeping in on Sunday mornings, missing Mass, and it just became a pattern and continued. Without God, I don't know where I'd be right now. I feel like I'm whole again. I know the importance of the Eucharist. I know the importance of the sacraments that I didn't know at a young age. I follow God's will because my desire is to get to heaven. Our lives are rich and full by being members of the church.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church, visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Enroll your kindergarten through fifth grader in the Hastings Family Y After School Fun Club. Your kiddos will enjoy snack time, adventure challenges, art and science projects, help with homework and gym time. Member rate $40 per week. Registration due by August 1st. Non-member rate $45 per week. Registration due by August 6th. Transportation available for an additional $10 per week. For more information, call 463-3139. The Hastings Y After School Fun Club, where imagination flourishes.
Southern Hills Golf Course invites you to experience one of the most beautiful and enjoyable 18-hole courses in Nebraska. Stop by for your back-to-school sale punch card and save. Buy five rounds, and the sixth is free. Just call 463-8006 for the details. You don't need a membership to enjoy the rolling hills, gorgeous landscaping, and challenging holes that you'll discover at Southern Hills. Get your back-to-school sale punch card at Southern Hills Golf Course, just southwest of Hastings, 463-8006.
Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, rolling along on a Wednesday. Tomorrow, GPAC Media Days. And we will start with our high school football coverage next Monday. Coach Cool at Kearney High and Big Ten all the way through. I think we'll have Jerry Kill next Monday for you as well. So we've got plenty more of the interviews from Big Ten Media Days, as we always do, to bring back and keep that going as we get closer towards the start of the college football season.
And by the way, the stuff we're saying about UNK, absolutely, I think every word of that applies with Hastings College as well. You know, I just, if you're from Hastings, I would embrace that team as well. You know, I would. There's nothing like being at the game, getting to know the teams, getting to know the players, and being invested by actually going to the game. You know, so if you're from the Hastings area, support the Broncos. Absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm a Loper guy, but I think that's what you do. I mean, you enjoy it a whole lot more if you're kind of invested in that local team. I got a nephew who's insane, who roots for Texas in football. I'm like, well, you're like 30 minutes away from walking into the stadium at Nebraska. You know, why are you rooting for a team you're never going to see? You're never going to go to Austin. You're never going to watch him. Why on God's green earth would you do that? You were born and raised here. I know why he's doing it, because he's trying to agitate the other members of his family. And as you can tell from my tone, I think it works. But I think you try your best to embrace what's local if there's a reason to cheer for him. And there's certainly reasons to cheer for Hastings College, for UNK, and for Nebraska.
This weekend, it's the granddaddy of them all, the 88th Annual Southwest Open at the Holdridge Country Club. Looks like if it just rains at night, it's going to be a perfect weekend, because that greens it up. The course is in great shape. You get it cooled down. Should be a great weekend for golf. And for only $95, you can golf for 3 days, because they throw in a free practice round on Friday. You can hit range balls to get warmed up. They've got a great dinner on Saturday night in Calcutta that always goes with the 88th Annual Southwest Open this Saturday and Sunday at the Holdridge Country Club. You can enter. They have a few spots left. Talking to the boys this past weekend, they had a higher number early on than usual, so make sure that you have a great weekend. 995-5744, the Holdridge Country Club, 308-995-5744. Or if you need to pull it up on your phone, want to look at a registration and go online, go to holdridgecc.com. It has all the information there for you as well. So whether you're going individually or you want to get a foursome or fivesome in, contact the Holdridge Country Club for the granddaddy of them all, the 88th Annual Southwest Open, going on this Saturday and Sunday. The Nebraska women's basketball team got thumped early this morning and playing over in Australia.
Spins out the other direction. Yeah. When you miss a shot, the ball spins out the other way.
I think you do want to be competitive in these things.
Yeah.
The volleyball team has shown that. The women and men going on their trips here, you can do it once every 4 years, and they're both going this year. Spain for the men in a week here, they take off. So the women are 0-2. They've got two more days. But admittedly, both of them are pretty darn young. This probably didn't fall at the right time technically for either one of the coaches, but who knows? You never know how these things are going to play out. Coach Miles was asked, is this a bonding? You know, last year,
yeah,
a team that should have had better chemistry didn't have any. And he says, I just think that's our culture today. He goes, we can only do so much with that. So
now, you can't force kids to kind of bond, but you throw them in a room together or throw them on a plane together and make it so they're the only ones – Spain being a great example of this, the only ones really around speaking the language, they're going to be thrust together, and hopefully they'll develop a little bit of chemistry. To me, that's probably the biggest thing in there, especially if you're going to get blown out. If you're in some tight games, you can kind of learn down the stretch who to go to, how to manage things. You learn those game management stuff, but if you're getting blown out, you don't pick up any of that stuff.
Our Big Ten preview today will take us to Michigan, brought to you by the Kearney Chicken Coop, home of hot wings and cold beer.
Doug and Daddy Show rolls on here on ESPN Radio. Big Ten Media Days and our multiple interviews takes us to Michigan, and we are pleased to catch up with a St. Louis, Missouri native, senior, ready to do some damage here as a wide receiver in his final year. He's already done some, but he's ready to do a little bit more. And J.U. Chesson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. How did I do on that?
You did wonderful.
All right. How many times is it butchered? What's the worst it's ever been butchered?
Oh, my gosh. I've gotten John at some point. Yeah, it's been pretty bad. But I mean, you can't blame him. I mean,
as I tell a lot of people, of course, mine is Duda, so I get Dutta a lot. And and I went to school with a kid whose last name was Penas. So we'll just leave it at that.
And Bushcutter's no day at the park either.
let's talk a little football here.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
Everyone wants to talk about off the field stuff with Michigan, right. So let's get that out of the way.
Yeah.
Spring ball, Coach Harbaugh. There's the jerseys that they want to get back, some of the tradition, and we know at Nebraska about tradition, Michigan is right there. So how much does a player like yourself pay attention to all that tradition and off-the-field stuff that all the alumni want to talk about?
To a certain extent, you really do have to pay attention to it because it's part of who you are. Once you put on the winged helmet, I mean, there's so much tradition that goes into Michigan. There's so many people before you that you have a standard to uphold, and you need to know about their past and their history and how they did. But at the same time, at Michigan, you have a job to do, and that's to execute at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. And so, I mean, if your time and attention is too much on tradition and too much in the past, you can't really execute at the highest level. So to a certain extent, you kind of got to, you know, tuck the tradition, you know, in your back pocket and just appreciate, you know, what tradition has and what it does for you, and understand that all the alumni that have come before you support you. And then but at the end of the day, when you know you hit the field and you're in the classroom, you know, you really gotta put your nose through the books and, you know, get your feet in the field.
It's interesting you kind of talk about that, because, you know, you got Oregon has a different uniform every week. Maryland within the conference does the same thing.
Right.
And everybody's kind of embracing those alternate uniforms.
Yeah.
But there's nothing more. You know it's Michigan. You know, you see the helmet. You know it's Michigan. How much of that tradition is important to you in terms of how you decided to go, because you're not from Michigan, deciding to play for the Wolverines?
I mean, to be honest, when I look back at my decision and why I made the decision that I made, you kind of look at a school for what the school can do for you. But then when I got to Michigan, and now that I'm learning about all the traditions, the jerseys and all that, but what can I really do for my school to, you know, leave my mark and change my school in a different way and leave it better than I found it? And so, I mean, if you look at jerseys and, you know, alternate jerseys and stuff like that, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, so many things that we talk about aren't even important when it comes to playing football. But, I mean, I just think for those schools, Oregon and Maryland, that change jerseys, that's awesome. I mean, I'd love to do that. But at the same time, you know, that's not the school I'm at. And, like, we pride ourselves in. I'm not saying that that's what they pride themselves in.
Right.
But we wear blue at home. We'll wear our white and maize away. And we'll always wear our maize pants. And unless that changes and I don't know anything about it, that's what we're going to be doing September 3rd.
We're talking with J.U. Chesson, the wide receiver from the University of Michigan, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. From the Big Ten perspective, national perspective, when you guys got off to such a slow start last year, it was almost like throw Michigan away the last month and a half of the season. How did you personally and your teammates deal with that? Because it's not like you finished 0-6, but after the rough start, there was a lot of writing on the wall about what was going to happen at the end of the season, but you still had football to play.
Right. I mean, definitely, man, it was very tough. I mean, it's just adversity you have to deal with. And for me personally, you can't let your situation dictate your attitude. I mean, we're in a lot of tough positions last year. The coaches were. I mean, we had great people. There's nothing wrong with the people that we had. I mean, they're all great people. But at the same time, it was very hard. I mean, because, you know, you walk into the building and you just need to find some type of energy, some type of confidence to come back in. Because, and the reason why people write us off is that's not what's expected of Michigan. And we can't tolerate that. We can't tolerate losing. And what happened last year is completely unacceptable. And we need to do a lot of things differently this year so that doesn't happen again.
A lot of distractions, as you just kind of talked about, from last year. But yet you were very consistent, catching balls in 9 or 13 games. The quarterback, you know he's going to throw it. You know a running back's going to get his touches.
Yeah.
Do you take a tremendous amount of pride in always being kind of that available to your quarterback when they need to get rid
definitely.
Of the ball?
Yeah, definitely. Because I can't control him, you know. I can't control what the O-line is going to do. I can't control what the defense is going to do. I can only control me. And so that's the biggest thing. And if I can control me and I can control all my controllables, I mean, it is a team game, but at the same point, everybody has to do their job. And if I'm not doing my job, I'm letting my team down. Therefore, that's why I need to control myself and execute every single time I have the opportunity to do so.
Michigan's J.U. Chesson joining us here. So you're the wide receiver.
Who's going to be throwing you the football against Utah, my friend? What's going on, man?
Right now, we have a bunch of great quarterbacks. You know, right now in the lineup, we have Rudock, who just came in from Iowa, and at the end of the day, man, whoever competes the hardest and whoever is able to execute during camp is going to get the job. Because think about it, we came here in the spring, or not me, but the new coaches came in the spring, evaluated everybody, put in the new playbook. We're still installing. So we don't know. I mean, your guess is as good as mine. But if you ask me that question September 2nd, I'd be able to tell you the definite answer.
Is it hard to accept a new guy coming in? I mean, you've had some quarterbacks on your roster. Yeah. All of a sudden, here's the new guy.
Yeah. No, for me, it's not because think about it. Just put yourself in his shoes. I mean, coming from a totally different school, a totally different program, just how hard that is on him. And plus, he's very blessed and fortunate to be at Michigan. But at the same time, it's just a lot of guys will take him in because, I mean, we have a great team. We have great personalities on our team, and he'll fit in, just smoothly.
Talking about a new guy, I think most people are going to obviously draw attention to your new head coach and Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
How's that transition going? I mean, you go from Brady Hoke to Harbaugh. When did you kind of go, you know, there's a new sheriff in town? Was there kind of a moment that you kind of realized how things are going to be different and how are they different?
As soon as we got on the phone for our first press conference, that's when we knew our new sheriff was in town. I mean, because the way he addressed us then is the way he addresses us now. Very straight, direct, forward, to the point. Let's just say this. You'll never know. You'll never be left in the wind about how you're doing or where you are in the program. You'll always know where you stand and how you measure up. And in terms of how things are different, the first thing that came to mind is spring ball. Spring ball is definitely different. I don't know if it's because of a new coaching change, but practices were much different. I mean, you have different people. I mean, different people think differently, and we're going to end up with different results. And so how we do things are going to be way different than what they're done, in the past, because why? They're different people. And so I think from just that fact alone, that's why things have been different. So
we'll wrap it up here with J.U. Chesson, wide receiver, Michigan. Okay, Michigan man. Ohio State's the national champion. That's your rivalry game. How does a Michigan man view that?
You give them the respect. They work very hard as well because what we do, it's hard to do what student athletes do, but at the same token, it doesn't mean the world. To some people it might, but there are more important things in the world than just college football. But at the same time, just right now, because it's media day, all respect to Ohio State, but at the same time, we still have a rivalry, and that needs to get turned around. And so we just need to do our part and execute. But first game's first. We got to play Utah first.
But you want to predict victory over the Buckeyes right here, right now?
Would you predict
victory over Ohio?
I would not say we would lose, but, I mean, you can't just say you're going to beat a team because you never, you don't know what's going to happen, so...
And each individual has that. You mentioned right in the first comments about student athlete in school. You're a sociology major.
Yes.
What are you looking to do after football?
So I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not too sure what I'm going to do yet. But last summer, I interned at Merrill Lynch, which was a great experience up there at State Street. I have a lot of business-focused courses that I am taking. I'm just looking forward to the opportunity just to kind of, when my football days are over, God willing, whenever that is, I know I'll have a great degree to fall back on, and, I mean, some great people to help me do it.
Well, and from a great university.
From a great university, indeed.
Well, we've got his name right every time so far.
Every single time.
J.U. Chesson, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Unfortunately, Big Red and Michigan don't get to play unless we see you in Indianapolis,
exactly.
So that would be fun.
Yeah,
thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Good luck.
Take care.
J.U. Chesson joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Now, that's dreaming right there, Randy.
Yeah. It'd be a lot of fun. I know the folks around here would be pretty excited about it, but it's probably a bigger reach for Michigan than it is for Nebraska.
And they don't play Notre Dame this year.
Notre Dame was kind of backed away from some of those traditional things to play more of that ACC schedule, which I don't understand. I got to think that they're going to have a little bit more appeal playing Michigan, Michigan State than they are some of those other schools. Who are they even
Georgia
playing?
Georgia Tech.
Now? Georgia Tech. Yeah, I don't even sure who they're playing with ACC.
But North Carolina State.
There was a specific number of ACC schools they're going to play, though.
So no Notre Dame, but our Big Ten coverage brought to you by the Catholic Diocese of Grand Island.
Ooh, nice,
serving the Catholic families of Central and Western Nebraska and your friends at Garrett Tires and Tread, celebrating 50 years of service with the Garrett Guarantee. We'll wrap up the show after this.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Crete & Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Crete & Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Attention seniors looking for luxurious apartment living at an affordable rate? Look no further. Hastings Village has newly renovated apartments for rent. Come to our open house on Thursday, August 13th between 4:30 and 6:30 p.m. Tour our 1 and 2 bedroom apartments, which feature open floor plans, spacious kitchens, and lots of storage. Utilities are included in the rent. Modern day luxury and maintenance free living awaits you. Visit the Village on August 13th from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. and see senior living in a whole new light.
At John Deere, we know you wouldn't buy a car without taking it for a spin. And it's, well, just a car. So you'll definitely want to get behind the wheel and test drive the brand new John Deere S240 Sport. Equipped with a powerful V-twin engine and heavy-duty hydrostatic transmission. Available exclusively at your local John Deere dealer.
Find your full line of John Deere products at Oregon Trail Equipment. With locations in Hastings, Fairfield, Hebron, Red Cloud, Superior, and Marysville, Kansas.
The following sponsors are proud to support the area youth involved with all the area county 4-H and livestock auctions. Aurora Co-op, with a location near you. Hand Machining in Pleasanton. First Bank in Minden. Pleasanton Irrigation. CHS Agri-Service Center. Family Physical Therapy. Burger King. Hellman, Maine, Kostler & Cottle of Kearney. And Town & Country Bank. Member FDIC. Good luck to each and every one of you. Taking time out of your summer to be a part of such a great program is already a blue ribbon in itself.
And a diving catch for a touchdown.
It is good.
Oh, what a grab.
ESPN Radio. KICS Hastings. KXPN Kearney.
No woman, no cry. No.
Doug and Daddy Show with your chance to listen to a couple of baseball games tonight here on ESPN. Wednesday night baseball taking you through the rest of the season. Texas-Houston in the Battle of the Lone Star State as you went on your Texas rant. Houston at Texas, pregame 6, first pitch 7:05 tonight. And, of course, the Royals-Tigers on the breeze, 94.5, 6:08 is first pitch tonight. 5:30 is the pregame for Major League Baseball. Hey, if you're looking for some great lunch or just a place to kick back anytime in the afternoon, the evening, the Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill is there for you. No one combines the best of both worlds like the Kearney Chicken Coop. Little boneless wings yesterday, pretty good. I did the honey Dijon. I've tried the mango habanero. I need to try that again next time I go in. Still can get some duck wings, which was something one of their newest menus. Items in there, or if you're just a burger guy, pizza guy, they've got that for you. You need something a little bigger, a little more hearty, steak, ribs, or just a slight little appetizer to get you through while you're having a cocktail and maybe play a little Keno. It's there for you, air conditioning, and if you need rooms for accommodate a large group, they offer their convenient party room as well. Whether you're partying or not, they'll accommodate you at the Kearney Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill in downtown Kearney.
And if you're not, you know, tapping your brow a little bit, getting that little sweat off of there, you're probably not eating spicy enough chicken wings or duck wings. That's just my theory.
Yesterday, one of the guys goes, that makes me, how did he say it? I got the honey Dijon, which I consider kind of in the medium, just above medium for having a little heat on him. He goes, that burns me just sitting here. I'm a puss. I don't know what that makes you. So there you go. I love golf. I'm terrible at it. The Nebraska Senior PGA Professional Championship was held the last 2 days at Riverside Golf Course. They got it in before the rain came yesterday. And Jim White is just amazing. He's won it for the 11th time, so you got to be 50. He's won it 11 times. He's not 52, but he eagles the final hole. He goes bogey, double bogey, eagle to win it by one shot over Tom Hearn of Lincoln. He gets to go out to California this October to compete in the National Professional Senior PGA Championship. The top five get to go to Arbor Links for another qualifier this weekend. First-round leader Brian Hewitt of Norfolk Country Club shot 73 yesterday and was two shots off the pace. But
won that
eagles.
11 times? Yeah. 11 times.
Won it 11 times.
And all of them after the age of 50.
In his 60s.
Oh,
steps
wow.
up from the tips. Eagle, or the senior tips. Eagles won 18 at Riverside, which is not a putt-putt course.
No. That's a real course, man.
So congratulations there. And we will air part of the PGA Championship next weekend, Saturday and Sunday coverage here on ESPN Radio from up at Whistling Straits.
Yeah, and the weekend after that is the Lizzie Stratton Memorial Run, a fundraiser for the Kearney Catholic Activities Association. A great way to remember Lizzie, who passed away from cancer a few years ago, and this has been kind of an ongoing thing. Very much a family affair over at Yanny Park. And again, the race itself will be on the 22nd in the morning. Registration on the day will be from 7:30 to about 8:15, and then the race will actually begin at 8:30. The kids' one-mile fun run will then be at 9:30. You get more information, get all the prices and all that stuff by going to kearneycatholic.org. Just head to the web, kearneycatholic.org. Upper right-hand side, there's a link to get all the information and a registration form. And again, it is a great event. If you register by the 14th of August, we'll also get you a t-shirt.
Saturday morning, August the 22nd. We want to thank J.U. Chesson for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Wide receiver out of Michigan, Steve Stutzman, UNK Ticket Czar, among others.
Ticket Czar.
Appreciate those that have emailed and tweeted us here in the last couple of days. Tomorrow, it's Thursday. And who should we have on tomorrow, Tuck? Big Ten football. You got anybody special?
Nothing leaps to mind. We could get one of those Rutgers guys.
Okay. We could try Rutgers because I think that's an interesting game a little bit later on. We've got some Iowa. We've got a couple of coaches that we're going to bring you. So, all right. Tomorrow, Keith Lumpkin, offensive lineman from Rutgers, is going to join us. That's where they should be pretty solid, one of the stronger parts of their football team. So
they'll be improved.
We'll bring Keith Lumpkin on tomorrow. And, again, high school football starts next week. So many things get going. GPAC Media Days. So we'll have all that for you. Randall, have an outstanding Wednesday.
And you as well, Douglas.
We will see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.